A 23-year-old man was shot and killed on a Bridgeport street early Sunday. On the same night, a 24-year-old woman was killed in a domestic violence incident. Bridgeport Mayor Bill Finch addressed the violence at a press conference on the steps of the city government building.
We can prevent gun violence, and we have done a pretty good job up till now. This weekend was a setback. But what we're saying here today is the community must come together.
Violent crimes and robberies in Bridgeport are reportedly down by 6% so far this year, after a double-digit reduction last year. But as the summer weather heats up, there's generally a spike in violent crime. 16-year-old Patrick O'Connor says there's an expression, the block is hot. And that doesn't just refer to the temperature.
So usually when it's summertime, I don't know, people tend to lose their sense of dignity and like their respect for other people, and then they want to go out and, I mean, cause people harm.
Bridgeport Police Chief Joseph Gaudette says his department is working to reduce the summer spike in crime.
I don't know that it's as much about temperature as it is about having time on your hands and not having enough to do.
Gaudette says there are plenty of opportunities to keep kids off the street, but he said they're underutilized. 17-year-old Gina Gordon of Bridgeport says her parents don't let her walk around at night in the city. She says this kind of violence is nothing new.
And it's sad that it's nothing new because it should be something that's dramatic and really not happening as much, but here in Bridgeport, it's different.
It's not just Bridgeport that's different. In a press release, a spokesperson from the city pointed out that the crime rates in New Haven and Hartford are higher. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.